Good afternoon, everyone. Give me a big hello. That didn't seem very loud. Give me another louder hello. All right, that's pretty good. I think you probably know that I'm not the Gruffalo. My name's Michael. How many of you are 5 years old? Give me a big shout, all the five-year-olds. Say hip hip. Good. Because I am the boss of a place called the Wheeler Centre that loves books. And we love to hear from writers and illustrators and people who love to read books. And the Wheeler Centre is 5 years old today as well. So we're very excited. And so we've brought you a very special present for our fifth birthday. We've brought you someone. Could anyone shout out the name of who they're here to see? Oh, that's pretty good. Now, I just want to know one thing. How many of you have read Julia Donaldson's books? Oh, that's a lot. So whose favourite is Tiddler? Oh, there's a Tiddler crowd. What about Tabby McTat? What about the snail and the whale? Yeah, that's a pretty good one. What about the Gruffalo? Well, you're in for a big treat tonight. I want your best cheering voices and your best singing voices. Please welcome Julia Donaldson.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Oh, thank you. What a lovely welcome. It's great to be here in Melbourne. We're going to start off with a poem, which is in a book called Wriggle and Roar. Oh, there it is. That's a book called Wriggle and Roar. This book has got lots of action songs, poems, and noisy poems. Shall we just have a little wriggle? Can everyone do a wriggle? And can everyone do a roar? Great. In fact, in this poem, there isn't any wriggling and roaring. It's called Nut Tree. And I'd like you to welcome to the stage a very special person called Alex from the publishers. She's going to show you how a little nut turns into a tree. Give her a big clap. Yes, sir. All right. So watch her carefully, because after Alex has done it, I'm going to invite 10 children onto the stage to be little nuts growing into trees. Okay. Nut tree. Small, brown, hard, round. The nut is lying underground. Now a shoot begins to show. Now the shoot begins to grow. Tall, taller, tall as can be. The shoot is growing into a tree. And branches grow and stretch and spread with twigs and leaves above your head. And on a stormy winter's day, the nut tree bends, the branches sway, the leaves fly off and whirl around, and nuts go tumbling to the ground. Small, brown, hard, round. Give Alex another clap. That was fantastic. So now I'm going to recruit. Put your hands up if you'd like to come on the stage and be a little nut. Can you two come onto the stage? All right. Do you want to choose three more from this side, and you can come up these steps? And I need five more from round here. I'll perhaps have, you can come. And can you choose perhaps some boys, about three boys? Come up the steps here. Come up these steps. All right.
Come on here.
Great. And come right into the middle of the stage. Find a little spot. Maybe you go near the back. Curl up small. You could just go here. Curl up small. Can you find a spot? Not too close together. You come in the middle. Come in the middle. All right, you go there. Curl up small. Can you curl up on the ground? Can you curl up for me? Not too close. Some a bit further back. That's a, right. That's all right. Okay. All right. Is everyone ready? Let's have silence in the forest. Shh. Curl up. And to curl up. Curl up like the others, like that. Okay? Just kneel down. Very good. This time we're going to do as a song, and you're going to grow twice into trees.
I'm Julia's husband, Malcolm.
Oh, sorry, yes. He's had to introduce himself. Sorry.
She sometimes forgets to introduce me.
Sorry. Okay. Small brown heart round the nut is lying underground. Now a shoot begins to show. Now the shoot begins to grow. Tall, tall, tall as can be. The shoot is growing into a tree. And branches grow and stretch and spread with twigs and leaves above your head. Day, the nut tree bends, the branches sway, the leaves fly off and whirl around, and nuts go tumbling to the ground. Small brown hard round, the nut is lying underground. Now a shoot begins to show. Now the shoot begins to grow. Tall, tall, tall as can be. The shoot is growing into a tree. And branches grow and stretch and spread with twigs and leaves above your head. And on a windy autumn day, the nut tree bends. Ground, small, brown, hard ground. Oh. I think you should all stand up and take a bow. I'm going to count to three, then you're going to take a big bow and then go back to your seats. One, two, three.
Yes.
All right, find your way back now. And you went back down the steps the way you were sitting before. Oh, careful, careful, no, don't fall off the stage. Right, that song is in this book, which is called The Gruffalo's Child and Other Songs. And that was one of the other songs. Now, it was so nice to see that forest, and we, not just now, but later on, we're going to go into the deep, dark wood. But first, we're going to go up in the sky for the story of Room on the Broom. Now, for this story, I need to have... Can you sit down? Sit down, children. Okay, sit down. I need to have three big children who know the story already to be the cat, the bird, and the frog. All right, would you like to come on the stage anew since you're so keen? And you, yes. All right, give them a big clap, everyone. Right. Right, so we've got, I think you could be the frog. So you're going to have the frog's ears. You good at jumping? Can you do a little jump for me? Yes, not don't jump off the stage though. Very good. All right, you can be my cat. So we've got the cat mask here. And you can be my graceful bird. Here's your lovely, you've got a lovely bird costume. All right. I've already got a dog, I think, haven't I? I've already got a dog. Here comes my dog. We're going to have a little practice of some of the noises you make. All right, now the cat, can you come here? Can you give a meow?
Meow.
Great. Can you purr? Like that?
Purr.
Very good. And can you spit? Not real horrible spitting, but going... Yes, give her a clap. Very good. The bird, quite often, you have to screech and go, ah! Can you do that? Yes, oh, and can you flap your wings when you do it? Wonderful. Mother clap. And the frog, can you do a croak? Oh, wonderful. Okay. Now, if you three go follow Alex off the stage, she's going to tell you what else to do. I'm going to be the witch, but my hair is all wrong. The witch is supposed to have long ginger hair in a plait. What am I going to do about that, Malcolm? Oh, look. Here's some long ginger hair. It's even got the right bow. So I'll put this on. There we are. What do I need on top of my hair? A hat, a witch's hat. All right. Here we are. Well, and what should I have around my body, do you think? A cloak. Have I got I've got a lovely, beautiful skirt to wear. Step into my skirt. I'm beginning to feel quite witchy now. A cloak. Great. And supposing I want to do some magic, what do I need? A wand. Have I got a wand? And if I need to mix up some magic potions? Everything. Good. Now, I'm going to just have a pretend broomstick. Now, I need to have... Oh, before I get my cat... Malcolm's going to tell you a few things you've got to do.
Yes. When I say the witch tapped a broomstick, we all go and whoosh, they were gone. And we go like that with our arms. Can we try that? The witch tapped a broomstick and whoosh, they were gone. Fantastic. At the end, there's a spell that goes like this. Iggity, zaggity, zoom. Iggity, ziggity, zaggity. You know it. Wonderful. And Julie, yeah. You're not quite done up. Could you manage?
Thank you. Okay. Off we go. With the room on the broom, Malcolm's going to be the storyteller. Oh, no, I need my cat. Can I have my pussy cat back first? Can I have my cat? Puss, 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 puss. Here she comes. You're going to go behind me on the broomstick. You stand behind me.
You come behind
and hold my cloak, because we're going to go flying through the wind.
If you just hold on about there. Just, that's it. Lovely. One hand there. Right. The room on the broom. The witch had a cat and a very tall hat and long ginger hair, which she wore in a plait. How the cat purred, and how the witch grinned as they sat at their broomstick and flew through the wind, but how the witch wailed, and how the cat spat as the wind blew so wildly, it blew off her hat.
Down!
Cried the witch. And they flew to the ground. They searched for the hat, but no hat could be found. Then out of the bushes on thundering paws, They're bound to the dog with a hat in her jaws. She dropped it politely, then eagerly said, as the witch pulled the hat firmly down on her head.
I am a dog, as keen as can be. Is there room on the broom for a dog like me?
Yes!
By the witch, and the dog clambered on. The witch tapped her broomstick and whoosh, they were gone. Over the fields and the forest they flew. The dog wagged her tail and the stormy wind blew. The witch laughed aloud and held on to her hat. But away blew the bow from her long ginger plait.
Down!
Cried the witch, and they flew to the ground. They searched for the bow, but no bow could be found. Then, down from a tree with an ear-splitting shriek, there flapped a green bird with a bow in her beak. She dropped it politely and bent her head low, then said, as the witch tied her plait in a bow with Velcro. Hey.
I'm the bird as green as can be. Is there room on the broom for a bird like me?
Yes!
Yes!
By the witch, and the bird fluttered on. The witch tapped her broomstick and they were gone. Over the reeds and the rushes they flew. The bird shrieked with glee and the stormy wind blew. They shot through the sky to the back of beyond. The witch clutched her bow, but let go of her wand.
Down!
Cried the witch, and they flew to the ground. They searched for the wand, but no wand could be found. Then all of a sudden, from out of a pond, leapt a dripping wet frog. With a dripping wet wand, he dropped it politely and said, with a croak, as the witch dried the wand on a fold of her cloak.
Is there room
I'm
a frog.
As clean as can be.
As clean as can be. Is there room on the broom for
a frog
like me?
Yes!
The witch and the frog bounded on. The witch tapped her broomstick and they were gone. Over the moors and the mountains they flew. The frog jumped for joy and the broom snapped in two.
Down went the dog and the cat and the frog. Down they went tumbling into a bog. The witch's half broomstick flew into a cloud. And the witch heard a voice that was scary and loud.
I am a dragon, as mean as can be, and I'm planning to have witch and chips for my tea.
No! Cried the witch, flying higher and higher. The dragon flew after her, breathing out fire. Help! Cried the witch, flying down to the ground. She looked all around, but no help could be found. The dragon drew nearer and, licking his lips, said,
maybe this once I'll have witch without chips.
But just as he planned to begin on his feast, from out of a ditch rose a horrible beast. It was tall, dark, and sticky, and feathered, and furred. It had four frightful heads. It had wings like a bird. And its terrible voice, when it started to speak, was a yowl.
Yowl!
And a growl.
Grrr!
And a croak.
Croak!
And a shriek.
Ah!
It dripped, and it squelched. And it strode from the ditch, and it said to the dragon,
buzz off! That's our witch!
The dragon drew back, and he started to shake.
I'm sorry,
he spluttered.
I made a mistake. It's nice to have met you, but now I must fly.
And he spread out his wings and was off through the sky. Then down flew the bird, down jumped the frog, down climbed the cat, and phew, said the dog. And thank you, oh, thank you, the grateful witch cried. Without you, I'd be in that dragon's inside.
Then she picked up the cauldron and said with a grin,
find something, everyone. Throw something in.
So the frog found a lily, the cat found a cone, the bird found a twig, and the dog found a bone. They threw them all in, and the witch stirred them well. And as she was stirring, she muttered a spell.
Iggity, ziggity, zaggity, zoo.
Then out rose a truly magnificent broom. With seats for the witch and the cat. And the dog. A nest for the bird. And a shower for the frog.
Yes!
Cried the witch, and they all clambered on. The witch tapped her broomstick and...
whoosh!
They were gone.
Thank you. Oh. Let's take a big bow again.
Big bow.
One, two, three. Big bow. Thank you. Can you find your way back to your seat now? Can you find your way? Let's take your mask and... thank you. Keep one of you. Well... Malcolm's going to tell you another story now. And this one's called The Paper Dolls.
There was once a girl who had tiger slippers and a ceiling with stars on it and a butterfly hair slide which she kept losing and two goldfish and a nice mother who helped her to make some paper dolls. They were Ticky and Tacky and Jackie the Backy and Jim with two noses and Joe with a bow. And they danced and they jumped and they sang. And they met a dinosaur who clawed and roared and said, I'm gonna get you. But the paper doll sang, you can't get us, oh no, no, no. We're holding hands and we won't let go. We're Ticky and Tacky and Jackie the Backy and Jim with two noses and Joe with a bow. And they jumped onto a bus and they rode to a farmyard and danced with the pigs. Then lay on a rooftop and stared at the stars till a tiger slunk out of his den and he crouched and snarled and said, I'll leap up and catch you. But the paper dolls sang, you can't catch us, so no, no, no. We're holding hands and we won't let go. We're Ticky and Tacky and Jackie the Backy and Jim with two noses and Joe with a bow. And they floated down the stairs. And they danced round the honeypot and kicked crumbs and explored an island till a fierce crocodile grinned his grin and gnashed his teeth and said, I'm coming to crunch you. But the paper dolls laughed and sang, you can't crunch us. Oh, no, no, no. We're holding hands and we won't let go. We're Ticky and Tacky and Jackie the Backy and Jim with two noses and Joe with a bow. And they hopped into the garden. And they sniffed the flowers and chatted to a ladybird and lay down in a forest of grass. But along came a boy with a pair of scissors and he said, I'll snip you. And he did. He snipped them into tiny little pieces and he said, you're gone forever.
But the paper dolls sang, "We're not gone. Oh, no, no, no. We're holding hands and we won't let go. We're Ticky and Tacky and Jackie the Backy and Jim with two noses and Joe with a bow." And the pieces of paper all joined together. And the paper dolls flew into the little girl's memory, where they found white mice and fireworks and a starfish soap and a kind granny and the butterfly hair slide. And more lovely things each day and each year. And the girl grew into a mother who helped her own little girl make some paper dolls. They were Poppy and Pinky and Binky the Blinky and Fred with one eyebrow and Flo with a bow. And they jumped and they danced and they sang.
Oh, I usually shed a few tears when Malcolm tells that story. Right, the moment you've all been waiting for. I've got another costume change. I'm not a witch anymore. I'm a little mouse. And I'm going to go for a stroll in the deep, dark wood. Shh! We don't know who we're going to meet in the deep, dark wood. Just keep very quiet. But if you know any of the words of this story, you can join in with me. A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch in my underground house.
It's terribly kind of you, fox, but no, I'm going to have lunch with a Gruffalo.
A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?
A Gruffalo? Why, didn't you know? He has terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws.
Where are you meeting him?
Here, by these rocks. And his favourite food is roasted fox.
Roasted fox? I'm off.
Fox said.
Bye-bye, little mouse.
And away he sped. Silly old fox, doesn't he know there's no such thing as a Gruffalo? On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood. An owl saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
Come and have tea in my treetop house.
It's frightfully nice of you, owl, but no, I'm going to have tea with a Gruffalo.
A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?
A Gruffalo? Why, didn't you know? He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose.
Where are you meeting him?
Here, by this stream. And his favourite food is owl ice cream.
Owl ice cream, to wit to woo. Goodbye, little mouse.
And away owl flew. Silly old owl, doesn't he know there's no such thing as a Gruffalo? On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood. A snake saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come for a feast in my log pile house.
It's wonderfully good of you, snake, but no, I'm having a feast with a Gruffalo.
A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo.
A Gruffalo? Why, didn't you know his eyes are orange? His tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back.
Where are you meeting him?
Here, by this lake. And his favorite food is scramble snake.
Scramble snake? It's time I hid. Goodbye, little mouse.
And away snake slid. Silly old snake, doesn't he know there's no such thing as a Gruffalo? But who is this creature with terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws? He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose. His eyes are orange. His tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back. Oh, help! Oh, no! It's a...
My favorite food.
The Gruffalo said.
You'll taste good on a slice of bread.
Good, said the mouse. Don't call me good. I'm the scariest creature in this wood. Just walk behind me and soon you'll see everyone is afraid of me.
All right,
said the Gruffalo, bursting with laughter.
You go ahead, and I'll follow after.
They walked and walked till the Gruffalo said,
I hear a hiss in the leaves ahead.
It's Snake, said the mouse. Why, Snake, hello. Snake took one look at the Gruffalo.
Oh, crumbs,
he said.
Goodbye, little mouse.
And off he slid to his log pile house. You see, said the mouse, I told you so.
Amazing,
said the Gruffalo. They walked some more till the Gruffalo said,
I hear a hoot hoot in the trees ahead.
Oh, it's Owl, said the mouse. Why, Owl, hello. Owl took one look at the Gruffalo.
Oh, dear,
he said.
Goodbye, little mouse.
And off he flew to his treetop house. You see, said the mouse, I told you so.
Astounding,
said the Gruffalo. They walked some more till the Gruffalo said,
I can hear feet on the path ahead.
It's Fox,
hi,
said the mouse.
Enjoying the show? Hello.
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 Fox took one look at the Gruffalo.
Oh, help,
he said.
Goodbye, little mouse.
And off he ran to his underground house. Well, Gruffalo, said the mouse, you see, everyone is afraid of me. But now my tummy's beginning to rumble. And my favorite food is Gruffalo Crumble.
Gruffalo Crumble,
the Gruffalo said. And quick as the wind, he turned and fled.
Oh!
All was quiet in the deep, dark wood. The mouse found a nut, and the nut was good. Thank you very much. Right, I'm going to introduce you now to a superhero, Superworm. We're going to sing you the Superworm song, and Alex is going to come on as Baby Toad. All right.
She's going to be Baby Toad, and she's going to be two other characters as well, aren't you, Alex? Right, there's a chorus in this song, so let's have a nice dark audience, I think. By the way, it'd be nice not to have jumping going on in front of here, because that makes Superworm a bit scared, even though he is a superhero. Okay, now the chorus, we'll practice it. We'll sing it first, then we'll go over it line by line and you can join in.
Superworm is super long. Superworm is super strong. Watch him wiggle, see him squirm. Hip hip hooray for Superworm.
Okay, so the first line, Superworm is super long, and you can put your arms out. Superworm is super long. You try singing that.
Superworm is super long.
Then make muscles. Superworm is super strong. Try that.
Superworm is super strong.
And then you wiggle about. Watch him wiggle, see him squirm. Try that.
Watch him wiggle, see him squirm.
And then do thumbs up. Hip hip hooray for Superworm. Try that on your own.
Hip hip hooray for Superworm.
Very good. Okay, off we go then. Baby Toad has hopped onto a major road. Quick, whatever can we do? Look, a Superworm lasso. Superworm is super long. Superworm is super strong. Watch him wiggle, see him squirm. She needs a nice new game to play. Cheer up, Bee. No need to mope. It's Superworm, the skipping rope.
Superworm is super long. Superworm is super strong. Watch him wiggle, see him squirm.
Not to worry, all is fine. It's Superworm, the fishing line. All together.
Superworm is super long. Superworm is super strong. Watch him wiggle, see him squirm. Hip hip hooray for Superworm.
Slide, the hula hoop, the fairground ride. Superworm, the belt, the hat, the crane, the train, the acrobat. Then toads and beetles, bees and bugs. Brother snails, sister slugs. Uncle Ant, and here we got. Clap and cheer and chant. Thank you very much. Great singing.
Now, I think it's a bit of a shame that I scared the Gruffalo away, because I would like him to choose the next story. So shall we try and get him back? Right, if I count to three, let's all shout, come back, Gruffalo. Okay, one, two, three.
Come back, Gruffalo.
Is he coming? Come on, it's all right. I'm not a mouse anymore. I'm Julia, your creator. Hello. Oh. So, Gruffalo, are you enjoying the show so far? And are there any children down there you fancy eating? Oh, dear. Well, I better think, better run away, I think, these ones that he likes the look of. Gruffalo, would you like to choose the next story? You would. What sort of story would you like? He's a bit shy. He's going to whisper to me. What sort of story would you like? Having a think. A story with some baddies in it. What about What the Ladybird Heard? That's got two really bad men in it. Will that one do? And it's got some animals. It's got a cow, a hen, a duck, a goose, a horse, a cat, and it's... What's wrong with a cat? He said the cat might catch a mouse, and he's scared of mice. I think you better go and watch this one from the deep dark wood. Let's wave goodbye to him. Right, bye-bye, Gruffalo. Right, if you could all sit down at the front, please. Can you all sit down on the ground? I'm going to choose two dads and a mum who are good at acting. So who's got a dad?
Yeah, can we have the lights up, Cam? We can look for two dads who are good at acting and a mum who's like to come on stage as well.
You choose them. All right, where are the dads? All right, this dad, can you come up on the stage, sir, please?
Yeah.
And another dad, first of all. Where's another? Who's got a dad who's good at acting?
No, two dads, yeah, fantastic.
A dad? All right, over there. Julia, there's one over here.
Julia, we've got two dads.
And we have the dad.
Julia, we have two dads.
Oh, we've got two dads already, sorry.
So we need a mother who's good at acting now. You choose a mother who's good at acting, Julia.
All right. All right, so here's... Give the dad who's good at acting a big clap, and this one too, all right? Now, I think... You are going to be... Oh, where's the mum who's good at acting?
Yeah.
Right, you found her. Right, you're going to be the farmer, and this is your smock. Okay? You can put your arms in. I don't think men and boys are very good at dressing themselves, actually. Now, if you'd like to sit down on this chair, somewhere, I did have a microphone here. Right, you've got two lines. This farmer is a bit lazy. Most of the time you're asleep, but you do have two lines. One of them is, golly gosh. I say, the farmer woke and said, and then you say, golly gosh. The farmer woke and said,
golly gosh.
Fantastic, and that was without the microphone, which I can't seem to find, but I will need it. So if someone could perhaps bring me a microphone, because I'm going to need it later on, a handheld microphone. Oh, here it is. Here it is. All right. Golly gosh. The second line, I say the farmer cheered, and you go, hooray! Very good. Again, the farmer cheered.
Hooray!
Fantastic. Give him a big clap. Now, I'm going to choose 10 children who have not yet been on the stage and who are sitting down. All right, I'm only going to choose children who are sitting down. All right, you can come and you can come. That's three. Perhaps it's best if you're five or older. All right, this person in the blue there, that's four. And someone else who's sitting down, maybe a boy, another boy. All right, you, yes. One, two, three. Right, if you come onto the stage, two more. I don't think I chose this person. Right, I think I just chose, yes, you. Good, and then I'm going to choose five from this side. All right, hands up this side if you'd like to come on. All right, the person in the, that person in the orangey yellow, yes, and the girl there. You can come, that's four. Who else? The person in the sort of pinky red there, and one more. I'll have that girl in the pink there with the band. All right, give them a big clap. And can you come next to the farmer? We'll come near the farmer. Right. You are going to be the cow who says moo. Right? Right. You are going to be the... Can you stay that side? Right, stay that side. The duck who says quack. Right, can you swap places? You are going to be the... you're the hen who says cluck. The duck who says quack. You're the duck who says quack. You're going to be the goose who says hiss. If you two can swap places as well. Then we need a horse. You're going to be the horse who says nay. Here's the horse hat. Can you put that one on? You're going to be the hog who says oink. Right. You're going to be the dog. No, hold on, honk. The sheep who says baa. All right. You're going to be the dog who says woof. Can you just stand next to the sheep in a line? And we've got two cats. We've got a cat who meows and a cat who purrs. You can be the cat who meows. Can you stand next to the dog? Here. You're the cat who purrs. Good. Now, we're all together going to have a practice of what the animals say. Let's say it all together. And the cow said, and the hen said, hiss, said the goose, and said the duck. Nay, said the horse, said the hog, said the sheep, and said the dog. One cat meowed, while the other one purred, but the lady bird said never a word. Okay, that was really good from the audience. Now we'll try the children on the stage. Thank you. Okay. The cow said
moo,
and the hen said cluck.
Cluck.
And then you have to go hiss straight up. Said the goose and
quack,
said the duck.
Nay.
Said the horse.
Oink.
Said the hog.
Baa.
Said the sheep and woof.
Woof.
Said the dog. One cat meowed.
Meow.
The other one purred.
Purr.
But the lady bird said never a word. Very good practice. Now we'll do this story, the actual story. Once upon a farm lived a fat red hen, a duck on a pond, and a goose in a pen. A woolly sheep, a hairy hog, a handsome horse, and a dainty dog. A cat that meowed, a cat that purred, a fine prize cow, and a ladybird. And the cow said,
moo.
And the hen said,
cluck.
Said the goose and
quack.
Said the duck.
Oink.
Nay. Said the horse.
Oink.
Said the hog.
Baa.
Said the sheep and
woof.
Said the dog. One cat meowed.
Meow.
The other one purred.
Purr.
But the lady bird said never a word. But the lady bird saw
And the ladybird heard. She saw two men in a big black van with a map and a key and a cunning plan. And she heard them whisper,
"This is how we're going to steal the fine prize cow.
Open the gate at dead of night.
Pass the horse, then turn right.
Round the duck pond, past the og.
Careful not to wake the dog.
Left past the sheep.
Then straight ahead.
And in through the door of the prize cow's shed.
And the little spotty ladybird, who never before had said a word, told the animals, "This is how two thieves are planning to steal the cow. They open the gate at dead of night, pass the horse, and then turn right round the duck pond, past the hog, being careful not to wake the dog, left past the sheep, then straight ahead, and in through the door of the prize cow's shed." Then the cow said,
"Boo."
And the hen said,
"Cluck."
Said the goose, and
"Quack."
Said the duck,
"Nay."
Said the horse,
"Oink."
Said the hog,
"Bah."
Said the sheep, and
"Woof."
Said the dog, and both the cats began to meow.
Meow, meow.
"We can't let the thieves steal the fine prize cow." But the ladybird had a good idea, and she whispered it into each animal ear. At dead of night, the two bad men, Hefty Hugh and Lanky Len, opened the gate while the farmer slept, and tiptoe into the farm they crept. Then the goose said,
"Nay,"
with all her might, and Len said,
"That's the horse, turn right."
The dainty dog began to quack.
"The duck,"
said Hugh.
"We're right on track."
"Oink," said the cat.
"There goes the og.
Be careful not to wake the dog."
"Baa, baa, baa," said the fat red hen.
"The sheep, we're nearly there,"
said Len. Then the duck on the pond said, "Moo, moo, moo."
"Just two more steps to go,"
said Hugh. And they both stepped into the duck pond.
Splosh!
And the farmer woke and said,
"Golly gosh."
And he called the cops and they came. Nina! And they threw the thieves
in
their panda car.
Oh,
come along, come along. Are we in?
No.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Nina, 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 Nina.
Very happy.
Nina, Nina.
Then the cow said,
"Moo."
And the hen said,
"Cluck."
Said the goose, and
"Quack."
Said the duck,
"Nay."
Said the horse,
"Oink."
Said the hog,
"Bah."
Said the sheep, and
"Woof."
Said the dog, and the farmer cheered.
Hooray!
And both cats purred.
Purr, purr.
But the ladybird said never a word. Thank you so much. Let's all stand up and take a bow. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Oh, that was brilliant. Thank you very much. Can you take your hats off and put them on the table and go back to your seat? Lovely.
Your top.
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much. Right, we just got time for one last song. I'm going to call a Gruffalo on again. Well, let's all call him. I'll count to three again, and we'll say, "Come back, Gruffalo." Can you sit down? Sit down. Because otherwise a Gruffalo might eat you. 1, 2, 3. Come back, Gruffalo.
We have to try again. Too loud. Maybe you have to whisper it. Maybe he was a bit scared. One, two, three. Come back, Gruffalo. Here he comes. Oh, great. Hello, Gruffalo. Give him a clap. Gruffalo, we're going to sing your favourite song. It's in this book, The Gruffalo Song and Other Songs. This is the Gruffalo song, all right? I'm feeling a little bit scared of the Gruffalo because I've not dressed up as a mouse anymore. I might need three brave children to help me. Who's not been on the stage yet? And is no one who's standing up, just ones who are sitting down. All right, I'll have this boy here. You can be a brave child. This girl who's waving. And who else is sitting down? I think that, let's see. I think this girl who's waving there. Would you like to come up on the stage? Yes, all right. Give them a clap, the three brave children. All right. Now, there's three verses of the Gruffalo song. And the three brave children, that's right, come right up on the stage. This is brave child number one. Brave child number two and brave child number three. Now you are going to point to the Gruffalo's terrible tusks. Can you even touch them? Can you touch them? So brave. His terrible claws. Can you touch his claws? And the terrible teeth in his terrible jaws. Good. Let's try that first then. He has terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws. Then we'll all go like this. Everyone go like this. He's the Gruffalo, Gruffalo, Gruffalo. Good. He's the Gruffalo. Good. Now you go to the back of the line. You're number two. You're going to point to his knobbly knees, turned out toes, and the poisonous wart at the end of his nose. Okay. He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose. Very good. He's the Gruffalo, Gruffalo, Gruffalo. He's the Gruffalo. Good. You go to the back now. You come forward. You're going to point to his eyes, his black tongue and his purple prickles. His eyes are orange, his tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back. He's the Gruffalo, Gruffalo, Gruffalo. Get down, it's dangerous. He's the Gruffalo. The last verse it goes, it's a Gruffalo, Gruffalo, Gruffalo. Again, he's the Gruffalo, 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 growl. He's the Gruffalo. Get ready to shout. He's the Gruffalo. That was a very good practice. Good practice. Now we're going to do the whole song, so you come back in the order, okay? Everyone sing this time. He has terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws. He's the Gruffalo, Gruffalo, Gruffalo. He's the Gruffalo. Gruffalo, 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 everyone growl. He's the Gruffalo.
Can you find your way back now? Lovely. Okay, that's really the end of the show, but I think Alex, I will have you on for a curtain call. I might see some of you in the book signing. And don't forget, there's some books for older brothers and sisters, and my latest book, The Scarecrow's Wedding, I think there's some copies of that. So thank you very much. You've been a great audience. Thank you.